Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is God's day he has made. Yes. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you on tonight as we are getting ready to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Word of God, our Bible, tells us to pray without ceasing. If my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would pray, if they would seek my face and turn from evil ways, hallelujah, on that condition, God will heal our land and deliver, hallelujah, those in the name of Jesus who need to be delivered. So we thank God as we pray tonight, as we touch and agree tonight, because where two or more are gathered in his name, he said he would be in the midst of them. So we, hallelujah, we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for every caller, every listener, every intercessor in the mighty name of Jesus. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. There is power in prayer.
Yes, hallelujah.
I said there is power in prayer. That's why we believe, hallelujah, in the prayer of faith and the power of prayer. Glory be to God.
Yes.
This kind, Jesus said, only comes out through fasting and prayer. So we thank God as we pray tonight that God hears our prayers. The Bible says, bring all of your prayers and supplications unto God, and he'll give you a peace which surpasses all understanding. So we're believing God tonight that as we pray, a peace is going to invade your mind. As we pray, peace will be in your life. As we pray, we're going to hand it over to God. He said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Hallelujah. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're facing, whatever you're in the midst of, in the mighty name of Jesus, our God is able.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Our God is able. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Healing is possible. Deliverance is possible. Breakthrough and manifestations of miracles are possible in the name of Jesus. So as we pray, I want to read the 27th Psalm tonight, just part of it. Starting at verse 1, Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. My God, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me.
Yeah.
In his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. 13 and 14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory be to God.
Mama.
Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the word of the living God.
Yes.
We thank you for the 27th Psalm, Lord, that reminds us that you are our light. John said, you are the light of the world in the name of Jesus. You are the light of men.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for the light that John gave witness of, that light.
Yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we look at you as the light, as you said, we are the light of the world. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Through the power of prayer, give your people direction tonight. Give us guidance and godly wisdom and insight on tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you order our steps. We thank you, Lord, that we come to you because life and death is in the power of our tongues. And as we pray, we are believing by faith right now that you will manifest miracles in our lives, that you will remove mountains, Lord, and destroy yokes. In the mighty name of Jesus, the sick will be healed. Those in bondage, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are oppressed, those who are feeling low, those who are discouraged, oh, Lord, encourage your people on tonight. Hallelujah. According to the word, you said, let not our hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in Jesus. So, Lord, we believe on the word of God. We believe in the Son of the living God. We believe that God so loved the world that he sent Jesus to die for our sins. So, Lord, we thank you for prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you're seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for your people. We thank you, Lord, that you are praying for us. Oh, Jesus, Emmanuel, God being with us. So, Lord, we're not by ourselves because the word says that never will you leave your people. Never will you forsake them. So, Lord, I don't care where we are tonight. I don't care where we reside tonight. I don't care, Lord, what we're dealing with tonight. Your word reminds us that you are with us, that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. So, Lord, hallelujah, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us who love you. Thank you for preparing blessings. Thank you for stepping into tomorrow and readying it for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that, hallelujah, you see us in the future and we look brighter than where we are right now. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for making ways where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the new creation church family, Lord. You called us to pray. Prayer is the foundation. Hallelujah. You said if we build our houses on the word, when the storms come and beat against that house, it will not fall because it's been founded on the rock. So we thank you for prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, so Lord, those looking this way for prayer, bless every family, bless every marriage, bless every person in the name of Jesus. Give them strength beyond their years. Give them supernatural ability to fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I thank you that no weapon that has been formed against your people will be able to prosper. I thank you, Lord, that we're putting our hands to the plow of the kingdom and we're not looking back. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the word says, hear me, church, the word says everything else will be added unto you. Every need will be added unto you. Go after God's kingdom. Look upon those things which are heaven bound, those things which are trustworthy, those things of a good report, those things which are honest and noble, those things which are praiseworthy. The word tells us to focus on the good things, to focus on praiseworthy things in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the people tonight. I thank you that you renew their strength. I thank you that you restore everything that the devil has taken away. Blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Hallelujah. You kept us all month January. You kept us all month February. You brought us into the month of March, and we're going to march on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, when the saints come marching in, when the saints come marching in, I want to be in the number when the saints go marching in. Heaven is your home. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. That you allow us to put on the whole armor of God on a daily basis. Help us to put on a breastplate of righteousness. Help us to have the sword of faith and the sword of your word. Help us in the name of Jesus with the belt girded with truth and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, you said we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness in high places, against rulers in dark areas. Oh, there's demonic activity. There's supernatural warfare against your people. Paul said, a great door has opened for me, but there are many who oppose me. People of God, I know the opposition is great. People of God, I know the warfare sometimes is enormous. People of God, the haters and the enemy sometimes that we face, those who covet and who are jealous of you, in the name of Jesus, God says, hold your peace, and I will fight your battle. In the name of Jesus, my mother had a favorite psalm, Psalm 35. Lord, contend with those who contend against me. Fight with those who fight against me. Yeah. Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight every battle. Victory is yours. You were born to win. You are already a success story. You are already more than a conqueror. You are already victorious in Christ Jesus. So just keep moving forward by faith. For the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's why we pray, because it's supernatural. Lord, open up our spiritual eyes on tonight. Let us see what you see. Let us feel what you feel. Let us want what you want. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you in the name of Jesus for increase over every life tonight. Meeting financial needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Removing sickness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Destroying poverty off of your people. Destroying the yoke of bondage off of the shoulders of your people. You said lay down the weight and every sin that so easily beset us. Oh, in the name of Jesus, lay down the weight, people of God. Cast that care and that problem and that burden over to God. He says, why worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I speak peace to every life. I speak peace to your mind. You will not be depressed. You will not be sad. You will not be discouraged. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We speak restoration, and we declare breakthrough in every area of life. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare over every life tonight that you have been born to win. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, God said he knew you, and he called you, and he prepared you, and he know the thoughts he thinks towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts to give you a hope and a future. So your future is bright. I see you in the future, and you look so much better than where you are right now. I speak abundance over every life, increase over every life, through the power of prayer, Lord. Put a hedge of protection around every life. Guard every home with the supernatural angelic host. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the guardian angel tonight that's watching over every life. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, watch our investments. Lord, watch over our money. Lord, watch over our ministry. Lord, watch over the new creation church. In the name of Jesus, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Bless the people of God in that church. Bless the congregation over there in the city of Hillside. Bless every person from the youngest to the oldest. I send your word right now to Evangelist Elizabeth Page.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace had been laid upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, I decree her healed.
Yes.
I decree everyone on this prayer line healed.
Yes.
By the blood of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, he sent his word that you might be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and our prayers are working. Our prayers are powerful. Your prayers, God, hear your prayers. He hear you in private. He hear you when you go into your secret closet. God hears your prayers. He hears the cries of your heart.
Yes.
He sees every tear that you have shed. God knows every painful thought. God knows every painful memory.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, he is working it out. According to Romans 8:28, all things are working together for your good. Count it all joy.
My God.
I said count it all joy in the name of Jesus. The Bible says count it all joy because no weapon formed against you will prosper. And the word says every wagging tongue, God will silence it. Every critic, every naysayer, every person who is negative, who is speaking against the people of God, Lord, have your way. This is the confidence that we have, that if we pray according to the will of God, we know that he hears us. And if God hears us, we can be confident that we have what we ask of him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you for every life tonight. I thank you for every family.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you will bring a greater love into every household.
Yes, Lord.
That you will create unity in your churches. That every denomination, every person called by your name, in the name of Jesus, there is one Lord. There is one faith.
Yes.
There is one baptism.
Yes.
There is one hope.
Yes.
There is one God.
Yes.
We are the body of Christ. We speak unity right now. We speak to the drug dealer and say, be saved. We speak to the criminal and say, be saved.
Yes.
We speak to the runaway teenager and we declare them, Lord, safe and saved. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go ahead and save souls tonight. Go ahead and allow somebody's heart, kingdom of Almighty God. We are praying for the lost sheep of Israel. We are praying, Lord, for the wayward child who has lost their way. We are praying, Lord, for our unsaved children on tonight. We are praying in the name of Jesus for every married couple. We are praying, Lord, for every family under the attack of the enemy. We are praying in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for every Christian, every believer, every intercessor, every prayer warrior, in the mighty name of Jesus. So as my wife takes this prayer, as we take prayer requests momentarily, be encouraged on tonight. Be strengthened on tonight. Allow God to restore what the enemy has taken. Let him who still no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for victorious people. We decree and declare everyone is more than a conqueror through Christ. We decree and declare that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for healing. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for signs, wonders, and supernatural miracles following us who believe.
Yes,
Thank you. So
increase somebody's faith on tonight.
Yes.
Do a new thing in the life of your people, Lord. My wife is an author and writes books, and I decree and declare there's a new chapter in your life tonight.
Yes.
God is turning the page on every negative thing.
Yes.
God is turning the page on everything that has gone wrong in your life. God is rewriting your story. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor. As we take prayer requests, as we continue to pray, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise you, oh God. Just go ahead and praise him. We worship you, oh God. You're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we love you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord. We exalt your name on tonight, God. You alone are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift our voices, oh God. Hallelujah. As a trumpet in Zion, oh God, shouting unto you, oh God. Shouting glory unto you, O God. Shouting glory unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, O God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are with us. You said we're two or more gathered in my name, that I will be in their midst. So, Lord, we thank you for being in our midst. So on today, God, Lord, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, oh God, abiding in our presence, oh God. And, Lord, even every person under the name, sound of our voices, oh God, under the sound of my voice, we pray blessings over their lives right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless that mother, bless that father, bless that child, oh God, that man, that woman, oh God, that boy, that girl, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless, oh God, and bless them indeed, oh God, give them peace, oh God, in the middle of the storm, oh God. Allow them, oh God, to continue, oh God, to keep their hope in you, oh God, to continue to look towards heaven, oh God, knowing that that is where their help is coming from, oh God. Lord, let us not grow weary in well-doing. You said in due season we will reap a harvest if we faint not,
right.
God. So, Lord, you said in your word that you would not put any more on us than we can handle, oh, God. So, Lord, we trust you, oh, God. We trust you, Father God, no matter what we're walking through on today, God, the good and the bad and the complicated, oh, God. We trust you, oh, God. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, oh, God. Some trust in stuff. Some trust in the money that they have in the bank and some trust in their job. But, Lord, we are going to put our trust in you. Lord, we put our trust in you on tonight. We will not be afraid because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So we are not afraid, oh God, hallelujah, of the terror by night. We're not afraid of the attack of the enemy. We're not afraid of what might happen. We're not afraid of the unseen and the unknown, oh God. But Lord, we put our trust in you, oh God, knowing that you, your eye is on us, your eye is on the sparrow, oh God, that we are the ruby and the apple of your eye, God, that you are watching after us. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, but you are always with us. So, Lord, I thank you for comforting the hearts of your people on tonight. Touch every person under the sound of my voice. Lay your hands on each and every one of us, oh, God. Lord, we need another touch from you, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine favor. We thank you and we praise you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for forgiveness, oh, God.
Yes.
We thank you for strength. We thank you for courage. We thank you for power. We thank you for your love, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing. We thank you for wisdom, oh, God. Oh, God, somebody's looking for wisdom on tonight. They have some decisions to make, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh, God, that you are releasing wisdom already on tonight, God, that you're releasing wisdom right now, God. You said, Lord, that Christ is your wisdom, and we have the mind of Christ, oh God. So we receive your wisdom on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, and we receive it by faith, knowing that you have given us, oh God, the answer to our prayers,
yes.
Knowing that you have given us the way that we should go, knowing that you have given us the path for our feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We pray right now for every child, oh God, yes. Adult child or minor child, Lord, but we pray for every child right now, Lord. We pray for a hedge of protection around every child, God, around every child, God. We thank you, Lord. We commit our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. For those of us who have great-grandchildren, we commit our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren into your hands right now in the name of Jesus. No matter what the age, God, you know that the mother's heart, the father's heart never is far from their child, oh God. So, Lord, we are concerned about our children, and we thank you, Lord, for touching our children.
Yes.
We thank you for healing our children.
Yes.
We thank you for protecting our children.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for saving our children. We declare and decree that every one of our children are saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know you, oh God, like we know you. Let them come to an understanding of who you are, of what your plan is for their lives, and, oh God, of who they are in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for greater works. Greater works, greater works. You said greater works will we do.
We
thank you for the greater works, oh God, that are being dispensed in the earth realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that heaven is touching earth, oh God, and your plan is being made manifest in the earth realm. Everything that you have declared, you say, I've declared the thing. My word will not come back void. I have I not spoken it? Shall I not bring it to pass? Lord, you said that you spoke it, that you should bring it to pass, oh God. You said you were not a man that you should lie. It is impossible for you to lie, God. You said your word will not come back to you void, but it will accomplish the thing to which you sent it. You said you sent your word to prosper us. You sent your word to heal us. You sent your word to deliver us. You sent your word, oh God, hallelujah, to set us on purpose. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you. We're holding on to your word, God. We're holding on for dear life, oh God. We know that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We know that we are the head and not the tail. We know that we are the top and not the bottom. We know that we are above and never beneath. We know that we are the lender and not the borrower. We know, Lord, that you have a great plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and the future. We were created for your glory, God. We were created for your praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
So, Lord, have your way. Thank you for healing on this line. Every person that's healed, thank you for healing Sister Rita Pearl, oh God. Thank you for healing Evangelist Robinia, God. Thank you for healing, oh God, Elijah's grandfather, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go, Father God, oh God, thank you for healing Evangelist Page. Thank you for healing, oh God. Hallelujah. All those who are standing in the need of healing on tonight, God, go to the hospital and touch Elijah's grandfather. Touch Sister Lori's father-in-law, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, lay your hands on them, oh God. Lord, we know that you are able. Give him peace, even though they have said, oh God, that he's in his last days. God, we ask, Father God, that you would give him peace. Lord, that you would take away the pain, oh God. Lord, that you would give him comfort in that hospital bed. And Lord, what, that you would have your hands upon him, oh God. Oh God, in the name, let him know you, God. Let him have a relationship, oh God. Let him know you and call upon your name, oh God, in these last days, God, as that you have given him on this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, oh God. Touch my granddaughter, Niella, oh God. Lord, thank you for covering her. Thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around her, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life, God. Thank you for keeping her safe, oh God, from all harm and danger, oh God. Lord, she belongs to you. She is your child, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon her. Touch Robert Jared, oh God, my nephew, oh God, and his brother Keon, my sister Rashida, oh God, touch them, touch, oh God, touch, oh God, touch, in the name of Jesus, touch, heal, deliver, set free, in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, oh God. Oh, none of my gosh, none of my. Touch our apostle, Matthew Tillery. Touch him, God. We declare him healed, oh God, from every after effect of sinuses, oh God. We dry it up. We dry up sinuses. And, oh God, anybody who's suffering from high blood pressure and high cholesterol, we pray healing over this line. Oh God, cataracts and glaucoma, my God, hallelujah, cancer and, oh, diabetes. Oh, every life, arthritis. Oh, touch, God, touch, heal, deliver, set free tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. And we just thank you. We pray for April, oh God. We thank you for her and her husband, Richard, oh God. We thank you for their children, God. Lord, continue to bless them, oh God. Keep them, oh God. We pray for Nick, oh God, and Yvette, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for young Kevin and Kevin Sr., God. We pray for Jay, oh God. In the name of these Carmen, oh God. In the name of these and her husband, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping their family, God. We thank you for Mother May Thomas and Father God, Sister Renee and, oh God, Rashida. And, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for Jackie and Derek and Gary, God. We thank you for Darlene and Lewis, oh God. We thank you for Rodney, God. We thank you, Lord, for every. Just call the name of your loved ones on tonight, God. We thank you for Maria and her son, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Lori and Ashley, Isaiah, oh God, and Elijah, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God, for Rita Pearl. We praise you for Evangelist Robinia and her children, oh God, her grandchildren. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Minister Andre, even as he's in the prison, oh God, preaching this gospel, God. Yes. Cover in the prison, oh God. Yes. Save souls in the prison, oh God. Set free in the prison, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Tika and her mom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for, oh God, hallelujah, Sister Margie, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for Hakita and Sudani, Niela and Joshua and Kayla and Marcus, God. We praise you, oh God, for every member, every person, oh God, Dewan, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for Dewan, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you for Pastor Malloy. We thank you for Sister Ella, oh God. We thank you for healing, God. Go to the hospital. We send your word. We send healing to the hospital right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray with me, people, oh God. We send healing. There's power in numbers. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. We pray for Sister Ella right now. We bind up the hands of Satan right now. We thank you, Lord, for healing her. We thank you, Lord, for delivering her. We thank you, Lord, for setting her free. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Even in the hospital, oh God, we thank you. My God, that's it. That's it. Touching and agreeing. There's power in agreement. Even as y'all just touched and agreed with me, God just healed Sister Ella. He turned it around. Some people just got healed. Oh, my God, Shana, my mama. Go in every house, God. Go in every house under the sound of my voice, God. We break up confusion. We tear down the enemy's camp in every home. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we tear down the enemy's camp. We cast out demons out of every house under the sound of my voice. We declare that salvation and deliverance will inundate, will flood those houses in the name of Jesus. My God. So, Lord, we just praise you even as we begin to take prayer requests. Thank you for Kayla. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For so many young Tyree, oh God. Hallelujah. And Portia. Lord, we pray for Portia's mother right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Portia's mom, oh God, that your hands of healing will be on her, oh God. And Carmen's niece, oh God. We pray, Father God, that your hand will be on these two young women. We thank you for drying up, oh God, any cells that's abnormal, any cell that's diseased, any cell that's not like you, oh God. Lord, you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are able, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the healing touch. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. So, Lord, we pray for these women. We pray for every person. We thank you that healing, there's a breakthrough on this line. Somebody just got healed on this line. My God, somebody's going to go back to the doctors and get another report. You're getting ready to get another report. Praise. You're going to get a praise report. Yeah, oh, Coach Chetama. You're getting ready to get a positive report, prognosis. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God's the God of the possible. With man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God, so, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. It's already done. Pastor said it's done. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We're opening up the lines. If you have a prayer request, just press 1. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for growth.
Bless
we pray
them.
For every household. We pray blessings on every household. Thank you for Elijah. Thank you, Father God, for that job. We pray stability and longevity over every employee, over every person who has a business. We pray prosperity over every member, every person under the sound of my voice. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit, we pray blessings over you in the name of Jesus. God, we pray increase over every person under the sound of our voice, that God will increase you, that God will, as you delight yourself in him, that God will give you the desires of your heart. As you delight yourself in him, that God will give you the desires of your heart. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. We thank you for supernatural overflow in New Creation Christian Ministry. Overflow, overflow. Bring your daughters, your sons, our daughters that you have called us to. Bring them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We pray for Roscoe, Father God, Brother Roscoe, traveling mercies. And continue to seal what you did here in New Jersey. Seal it upon his life. In Jesus' name, oh God, oh God. Oh, God, so, Lord, we thank you. We pray for this new book we're about to launch, God. We pray your blessings upon this book, God. In the name of Jesus, making marriage and relationships work. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that this book will go across the nation and marriages will be restored and healed and delivered and people relationships will be solid and godly and people will not get married by mistake, but they will marry the person that you have for them, oh God. And Lord, that we will walk in relationship first and foremost with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for wholeness and we thank you for healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, just make sure to come out here to my question.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
As we take prayer requests tonight, you just need to press 1 on your phone device, and we want to pray with you, and we want to pray for you.
Yes, God.
There's power in prayer. With 2 or more touch and agree, the word said God will be in our midst, and we, hallelujah, believe that God hears your prayers, that God knows, the word says, before we ask anything, he already knows what we need. Ask, and it will be given to us. Seek, and we will find. Knock, and the door will be open unto you. Area code 678. Area code 678. We thank God for you tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. How are you guys doing today?
Great. God bless you, Sister
Maria.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank God. I just want to give him all the praise and glory for what he has done in my life, what he's getting ready to do in my life, because I know it's going to be nothing but the best for me that's going to come my way. And I just want you to say a prayer for those that have lost a family member. I lost one of my family members on Sunday. But there's a lot of people that are losing family members every day. And I want to say I want you to say a prayer for them. And just ask you to please continue to pray over my household.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, you said, mourn with those who mourn, rejoice with those who rejoice. So, Lord, hallelujah. Even glory be to God. You said to be apart from the body is to be with the Lord. So we thank you, hallelujah, that you would encourage her, that you would encourage her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, even as a loved one has transitioned, we thank you for encouraging her heart. You said comfort those with the comfort that we've been comforted with. And right now, supernaturally, Lord, we ask you for the Holy Spirit to just put the loving arms around Sister Maria and the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, supernaturally minister to this family and allow your peace to indwell there in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord being her strength. We thank you, Lord, for the peace of God. You say your peace you leave with her. So we thank you for peace in her mind. We thank you for peace in her home. Bless her home, Lord. Bless her house, Lord. Bless her household. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for her family. We thank you for her well-being. We thank you for her livelihood on tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus covers everything pertaining to her in godliness. So, Lord, we hallelujah. We pray right now that supernaturally goodness and mercy will follow her, continue to follow her in the name of Jesus all the days of her life. And she will dwell in the house of the living God forever. So, Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she'll praise you, that she'll worship you, that she'll magnify you and trust you in the name of Jesus. You said, lean not into her own understanding and all of her ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct her path. So right now, Lord, we thank you for ordering her steps.
Yes, God.
We thank you for giving her godly wisdom. We thank you for giving her a discerning spirit. We thank you, Lord, for giving her knowledge beyond her years. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That every prayer is answered. We thank you that your will be done in her life. In the name of Jesus. So we speak increase to her home. We speak abundance to her life, and we speak overflow in every area.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Overflow in every area. 2014 being the best year of her life.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
This year being the best year of her life. In the name of Jesus. Her ladder shall be greater.
Thank you.
So we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you. God bless you both.
Amen, Sister Maria. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see you in the future, and you look bright.
My God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You,
amen. Your eyes have not seen. Your ears have not heard. It hasn't penetrated your heart what God has stored up for you in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
This is a year of restoration for you.
Wow. Wow.
He's going to restore everything that the enemy thought he took.
Wow.
Thank Jesus, Lord. Thank you,
God
Lord.
Has already replaced it. God
yes,
has
Lord.
Already restored it.
Thank
God
you.
Has already replenished it
thank
in the
God.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
so
Jesus.
So be encouraged,
hallelujah.
My sister. Be encouraged. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, Pastor
Amen.
Rebecca. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. Love you both.
God bless.
Amen. God bless
we,
you.
We love you. God
Amen.
Bless.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. We thank God. He's the God of the turnaround,
Jesus.
Pastor.
Jesus.
He is the God of the turnaround, and he is a restorer.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
He said he'll give us beauty for ashes.
Yes.
He said he'll give us the garment of praise for the spirit of
My
heaviness.
God. My God.
He said Jesus. In the name of Jesus that he will do a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for Jesus on tonight.
My God, yeah. And there was such a witness in my spirit when you said that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into her mind. that the things that God has in store or has in store for Sister Maria, that being witnessed in my spirit, my belly quickened when you said that God is truly, truly getting ready to bless her. And then you said this is a time for restoration, that God is getting ready to restore to her everything that she thought that she had lost. God is getting ready to restore her joy. He's getting ready to restore her peace. He's getting ready to restore some dreams that she had buried. My God, God's getting ready to totally restore her. Like you said, you see her future, and she looks bright.
Jeez.
And I just see in the future, my God, you're not, Sister Maria, God is doing the work that God is doing in your life. God is saying, when I'm finished working in your life, the glory of your life is going to be so great. My God, it's going to be so great. You're not even going to recognize yourself. People are going to come and look at you and say, didn't you and didn't you? And I remember when, and you're just going to have so much glory resting on your life. God is doing greater, 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 greater. I just hear greater. Greater is coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Get ready.
Greater is coming to you, Sister Maria. Because of your faithfulness, because of your faithfulness, greater, greater, because of, you've been through much, and God is getting ready to reward you and bless you. It's all been a part of the process, but get ready, get ready, get ready. Greater is coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
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 To God
hallelujah.
Be the glory. To
thank
God be
Jesus.
The glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the power of the blood. We thank God for the power of our Savior. In the name of Jesus, Pastor, there's demonic activity and spiritual warfare, but the people of God tonight are victorious.
Jesus.
They are moving forward by faith. Hallelujah. The word says, let not your heart be troubled.
My God.
Believe in God, also
believe in me.
If you believe and trust and don't doubt, he says, move any mountain, decree and declare a thing, and you shall have what you ask of him.
Yes.
Any more prayer requests, just press 1 on your device. We want to touch and agree with you. If there's a praise report even. Mm-hmm. That was Sister Maria. Just a couple of weeks ago, she had debt cancellation.
Oh.
She had divine healing in her body where God removed certain pains and certain things going on with her body. So we thank God for healing. We thank God for testimonies and praise reports. So if you have a praise report even or a prayer concern, press 1 on your phone device and we're going to pray for you because we know it's not us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power of God.
My God, my God.
I said it's not us.
Jesus.
It's not man.
Jesus.
He says with man it's impossible.
Yes.
But with God all things are possible.
My God.
So we're just operating in the spirit of humility here.
Yes, God.
We're humbling ourselves. Area code 973. Area code 973. We thank God for you on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina, and I'm calling in tonight for, I got a couple of people I want you to lift up in prayer. The first one is my niece, Ebony. I'd like you to lift her up in prayer. She is due soon. She was having a minor complications in her pregnancy, so I'm just asking God, you know, I ask you to lift her up in prayer, that she's have a healthy birthing of her children. She's having twins, praise God. So there's a few concerns that they're having at the moment. So she might be coming earlier than expected. So just pray for God to keep her strength as she goes through the process. I would also like, amen, if you can lift up the individuals here in the city of North End, just in our state that are homeless. We are still working on that process of keeping them housing, so those without an address, that they can still be lifted up and they receive shelter and the food that they need. And last but not least, in the city of Newark, there was some shooting yesterday, some murders, and unfortunately some lives were taken. Some were targeted and some was innocent. A woman was just in the mix with her husband driving in the area and her life was taken. And so we're just praying for the city. Overall, the violence that's happened, even, you know, even for the offenders, that something can be done. So thank you and God bless.
Yes, my God, amen, hallelujah. Let us pray, hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this day. You have made it, oh God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for Sister Tina Lane, oh God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for her passion, oh God, that she has, Father God, to help those, Father God, who cannot help themselves, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, right now for her niece, Ebony, oh God, who is with children, oh God, pregnant, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the blessings, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes. The blessings, oh God, of bringing forth life into this earth realm, oh God, the blessings of children, oh God. We know that children are indeed a blessing from you. So, Lord, we pray for young Ebony right now, God. We pray for those children in the womb, God. We thank you, Lord, for a safe childbirth, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bind up the spirit, Father God, the complications, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that everything, Father God, will even go smoothly in the delivery room, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she will be able to continue to carry the babies. Lord, we know that your timing is the best timing, oh God. So even though the doctors have given her a due date, God, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you allow these babies, oh God, to be shaped and formed and developed and healthy, oh God, so that they will come forth into this earth, oh God, without defect, without complication, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healthy children, God. Yes. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for safe delivery. We thank you, Lord, for life, oh God, for both of these babies to be delivered safely, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just praise you, God, for protecting mother. We praise you for protecting the mother and for protecting the babies, oh God, that they will all, Father God, come through this time of travailing, this time of pushing, this time of pushing out, this time of giving birth, whatever, Father God, procedure they do use to come forth, oh God, that, Lord, you will be in the delivery room, that you will be in the midst, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so lay your hands on Ebony right now. And we speak healing to her. We speak a protection around her life right now and those children. In the name of Jesus, the twins that are in her womb, that are in her belly, you ordain purpose for them, oh God. And we declare and decree that your purpose for their lives shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, right now we pray for those without an address in the city of North, God, that you will continue, Father God, to allow the warming stations to be open, that you will continue to provide a roof over their heads and food, Father God, for them to consume. Lord, that we thank you, Lord, for the volunteers. We thank you for the visionary, God, those, Father God, who are lined up with the vision. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Let them not grow weary and well-doing, oh God. Let them continue to press, oh God. Open up the doors that no man can close. We thank you, Lord, for abolishing red tape, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. You said the poor we will always have with us, oh God, but as we lend to the poor, oh God, that we are lending to you, oh Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for the heart of this woman of God, this visionary, Father God, for this grassroots warming station. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to encourage her heart, continue to get the people around her that she needs to keep this vision going, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you for all of the stations that are open, that the people will come on one accord, God, that they will roll up their sleeves to do the work, oh God, and that your will be done, that the homeless, the needs of the homeless will be met. The needs of those who are lying on the streets in Newark and beyond will be met in Jesus' name. And, Lord, finally, we pray for the violence, Lord, that you will stop the violence. We bind up the hands of the Antichrist. We bind up the hands of Satan and his demons right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of, oh, God, hallelujah, this crime, oh, God, this black-on-black crime, oh, God, this violence in our inner city neighborhoods, oh, God, this hopelessness, oh, God, that is permeating so many of our urban families, oh, God. And, Lord, we pray restoration. We pray, Father God, peace. We pray, Father God, salvation and deliverance, oh, God. Lord, we pray for a spirit of evangelism to hit the streets, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for your Holy Spirit, Father God, to apprehend, oh, God, those who are, Father God, walking with you, oh, God.
God, that we will have a greater witness, oh God, to the people, Father. We will have more power. You say you have given us power to be your witnesses and the outermost parts of the earth, oh God, so that we will be your witnesses and people will come into our presence and say, what must I do to be saved? Let people be healed by our shadow. Let us walk into the cities and the crime just stop. Let demons flee when we come on the scene, oh God. Give us more power as your people, oh God, not just in word but in power, not just in word but in action. So, Lord, we pray for those who were wounded, those who were, Lord, we pray restoration, we pray healing over the families, oh God, who were impacted, oh Lord. Lord, we just pray for that mother. We pray for that father. We pray for those siblings, those family members, oh God, of those who were killed or in this violence, oh God. And, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that your hand be upon them, that you comfort them, that you keep them, that you walk with them, that you talk with them, Lord, stop the crime, oh God. We pray for the perpetrator. We pray for those who committed the crime, God. Save them, oh God. You said it's not your will that anyone should perish. So, Lord, we ask that you save them even them, God. We pray for the city of Newark. We pray for angelic protection. We pray for the city of Elizabeth. We pray that you put a hedge of protection around your cities, every city, Irvington and Bloomfield and Hillside, every city, oh, God. We pray for every city represented on this call, God, Sanford, Florida, oh, God, Orlando, God, that you will put a hedge of protection, oh, God, around these cities, Atlanta, oh, God, put a hedge your protection, Lord. Raise up holy war. Lord, let a revival break out. Let a revival break out, God. Oh, God, save souls, change lives, set the captives free. We know your word is still powerful. We know that, God, there's still power in the gospel. So, Lord, let us go forth and bring revival to this land. And, Lord, heal our land, heal our cities, heal our young people, heal our people, God, black, white, Spanish, oh, God, Hispanic, oh, God, heal our people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every race, every nationality, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you heal your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in with that prayer request. We're going to continue to pray for North. We're going to continue to pray for the warming station. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Tina even making us aware of what's happening in the city of the North with the homeless and sometimes the senseless violence. We're going to continue to pray against gun violence.
Yes, yes.
Because we believe that our prayers are making a difference.
Yes.
Yes, we have people out on the streets, but we know there's power in prayer.
Yes.
According to the word. He says, what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
My God.
We loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven.
God.
So our prayers are effective and
Lord.
They are powerful.
Jesus.
So we can't get discouraged every time we hear these stories. This was another innocent person.
Yeah.
But when we hear these stories, Pastor, and people of God, we must continue to pray.
My God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We know that prayer works, and we know that God is doing something against this violence that we see in our culture.
Yeah.
Area code 908. Area code 908. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Lori. How are you?
God bless you. We're blessed.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
God bless you. We're blessed tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Wonderful. I'm calling for prayer for my kid's father, Brother Kevin, that he makes the right decision on his father. He got a news report today that if he doesn't do the chemo for his father, that his father has 3 weeks to live. If he does the chemo, they don't know how much longer it's going to take. But his father is 7 years old at this time, and he needs to make the right decision for his father. I'm asking that God guide his mind and guide his heart in the right thing to do for his father. And also looking towards my grandbaby, Kaylin. She went to the doctor today to get x-rays on her arm because she hasn't really been moving it. It's like been this and just not moving like it was. She just keeps it straight. The other hand moves. And I'm just asking for prayers that the x-ray come back, that everything is well with her.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us lift
Amen.
That up before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God,
God,
right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we lift Brother Kevin up to you tonight,
yes,
Lord,
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, minister to the mind of that young man. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Concerning his father, Lord, concerning a wonderful, discerning spirit, Lord, give
yes,
him
God.
Godly wisdom
yes.
from only as you can give him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to make the decision, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pertaining to his father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that you are ministering to his mind, his heart, his soul,
yes,
and
God.
His spirit, Lord, that you would give him discernment concerning the medical treatment, Lord, or how he should proceed as the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that you would intervene according to your will, that you would have your way in this situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now to his father. You're the God of the turnaround, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So concerning the doctors and the treatment, Lord, even this decision that Kevin has to make, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus
yes.
that your will be done,
yes.
that you would give him peace, Lord,
yes.
as he is concerned about his father, that you would give his family, Lord, the extended family, these grandchildren,
yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them, Father God, peace in the middle of this, in the name of Jesus, how they can move forward as a family, Lord. Bring them on one accord. Bring the unity in the family, Lord. I thank you for Kevin, that you will give him peace no matter what decision he make, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for his life. I thank you that he is a believer and that he knows you, and allow your voice to speak to his mind. Allow your voice to penetrate his ear gate in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the doctors and the nurses and the staff and the treatment and the family, Lord, as they move forward concerning their father.
Yes.
That you would bless
Glory.
This family.
Glory. Glory.
That you would keep
Jesus.
This family.
Keep them, Lord.
That you would minister to
yes,
them
God.
And put
yes,
your loving
God.
Arms supernaturally
oh,
around
yes.
this family, Lord.
Lord. Yes,
even pertaining
yes.
to this situation.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We know life is from you.
Yes.
Yes,
and we know
God.
That you're going to have your way in the name of Jesus. We pray
yes.
for little Caitlin right now.
Caitlin, yes.
Caitlin right now.
Yes, God.
We pray, Lord, for mobility to come to that
arm.
We pray right now, Lord, that you would touch her little body.
Yes, God.
We speak, decree, and declare that she is healed, that there's mobility in that the nerves and the muscles and everything pertaining to that arm, the elbow and the fingers, Lord, the tissues and Father God, the blood flow, everything pertaining to that arm that this grandmother's concerned about, Lord, will work according to your will. So we speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus to her little body right now, that you would have your way in the name of Jesus. That arm is already healed. There's already movement, normal movement, and activity. The motor skills, Lord, is working according to your will. So give this grandmother peace. Give the son Isaiah peace. Give the mother peace in the name of Jesus. Touch that little child, Lord, even as she is in the care of the doctors and the nurses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this family, from the youngest to the oldest, that you would have your way. Even give Sister Lori peace in the name of
Jesus
as she's on the wall for her family, as she is interceding, standing in the gap, as she, Lord, in the name of Jesus, is praying for her grandchild, is praying, Lord, for the father-in-law, is praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for her son, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for Sister Lori. We thank you for the Davis family, in the name of Jesus, that you will breathe on every situation,
yes, Lord.
And that you will
yes.
bless everything pertaining to them,
yes, God.
In Jesus'
yes.
name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, Sister Lori, be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we're believing that, Brother Kevin will make the right decision, and we're believing that grandbaby is well. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you both.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. We're going to continue to Amen. We're going to continue to pray for Sister Lori and Kevin and the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank God. Hallelujah. We see that hand. Caller 321. We thank God for you tonight. Area code 321. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the prayers that went up. And just as far as the houses and all that's happening, all that God is doing, all that even as the enemy is bringing things against the households, that God is greater. The greater one is on the inside of his people. And
yes,
God has the last word. God is, the word says that he laughs at his enemies. He laughs at him. They're in derision. There's confusion. And there is confusion in the enemy's camp. And there's so much that's trying to come against the body of Christ and the people of God, not only against us directly, but against the assignments and against the people that we're praying and our assignments are to. So I just thank you for that prayer that's been lifted up and just to bring it to the forefront. Yes, yes, we do need to keep those things lifted up. And I thank you all for just being in agreement for this house that where I'm at, because there's lives that are being changed. There's souls that are being saved and lives that are being changed. And, of course, the enemy is not happy. So daily, there's things happening daily. So to God be the glory. And we're not moved by what we see, hear, think, or feel, but by every word from the mouth of God. We'll not be moved. We'll not be moved.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That is just so powerful, because that is the word that went forth on Sunday, and you were not even in the sanctuary, but the Lord talked about the fact that he does have the last laugh. God. When you said that, I said, wow, you know, the spirit is just, we are so connected in the spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, because God does have, the enemy is laughing, but God has
the last laugh.
He is God. He is in control. He has the final say. He is the God of the turnaround. So we just thank
God
that he's already stepped into the middle of that situation. And you just spoke a word in the atmosphere that had to go forth. Amen. That our God is greater. No matter what the enemy is bringing, our God is greater. God is greater than the circumstance. He's greater than the plan of the enemy. Our God has a greater plan.
Yes.
So that was powerful. We were passing out, we're here listening, and as you were speaking, you were throwing daggers out into the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you were warring in the spiritual realm as you were speaking, and I saw demons being slayed as you were speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because the devil wants to shut you up and get you to go into a silent mode, but you continue to press. Continue to speak out against what wrong, and we talked about that on Sunday also, and God is saying, yes, that's right, and that is why so much of the pressure, it gets so intense sometimes, but God has already provided a way out. So we just thank God, hallelujah, for the victory, amen, hallelujah,
amen.
And as you open your mouth, demons begin to tremble, and they begin to flee.
Amen.
Because you lined up in agreement with the prayer that had already forth with God. Because when God had me clean the house, I was there. So, so God is just, he was there. That's what he said. He was there.
Yes.
So, To God be the glory for
Amen.
The great
Amen.
Things he's doing. My God. And I just hear
Amen.
God saying, well done. I hear God saying,
thank
well
you,
done.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I know I have shared with you all before that I've already declared anyone that the enemy sent across my path, that was it. That was it. You know,
yes.
I already declared that soul. So
Jesus.
I take that. I take authority over that in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Right, Mary Ann?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I'm, you know, taking souls. He brings them. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run. I claim every soul that he brings across my path, everyone he wants to use against me, I take that life, and I lift it up to the Lord Jesus Christ, because like you said, God desires that none should perish. And it's not
yes.
a matter of fear wants to back us up and say,
yes.
oh, I don't know what to do with this one. I don't know what to do with this. But it's not me. I back up and let God do it, because it's his desire. It's his word. It's his truth. It's his way. It's his by his spirit. It's not by power and might of my own or our own, but it's by his spirit. It's
yes.
by his spirit. So I have nothing
Amen.
To fear. I have nothing to worry about. I want to see his will be done. And he's
Amen.
Got a desire for souls. He's got a desire for lives changed. He's got a desire for them that we can't even see sometimes, because we can't see past the natural on the outside. But God
Amen.
Has a love for souls.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
I hear that pouring out. I hear that pouring out. I hear the Lord's love
Lord.
Pouring out. His love is pouring out. His love is pouring out. And
Amen.
Then the God is just, he's just so amazing. He's so
thank
awesome.
You.
And he uh-huh. loves us much. He loves us so much. And we just thank God for divine assignment and divine alignment.
Yeah.
Amen. So, Lord, we just praise you for Sister Rita.
Thank
we thank you for what you're doing in her life. God, we bind up every evil spirit, every
uh-huh.
demon on assignment right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray a hedge of protection around her. God, we thank you, Lord, that she does not fight alone, that she does not stand alone. We thank you for the heavenly angels, God, the warring angels that are encamped all about her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are in her presence. You said you would never leave her, nor would you ever forsake her, but you will always be with her. Even now, God, we bind up the hands of the devil, the demon, demonic oppression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we, dear Lord, we praise you. We declare victory in
victory
the spirit realm. We declare
in
victory
yeah.
in the spirit realm, where then
yes.
it's transferred into the natural in the name of Jesus.
In
every knee bow, every tongue confess
yes.
that Jesus
yes.
Christ
yes.
is the Lord. So,
yes.
Lord, we just
Jesus.
Thank you that no
Lord.
Weapon formed against her can
hallelujah.
Prosper.
Thank
she
you,
is blessed and highly favored, walking
thank
in divine
Jesus.
Authority,
glory,
walking
glory,
with dunamis power.
Glory,
and we
glory,
just
yes,
thank
Lord.
You that she's standing on your cross,
yes,
oh so God,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name
Lord.
Of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Strengthen
thank
her
you,
and
Lord.
Keep her, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
Protect
yes,
her,
Lord.
Oh God, and
mm-hmm.
give her divine
you,
wisdom
thank
and discernment,
you,
oh God,
yes,
on
Lord.
How to advance. So, Lord, we just thank you and
hallelujah.
We praise you
thank
for her
you,
life.
Praise
and we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You and we praise you for her assignment.
Thank you, Lord.
In
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Sister Rita, we thank God for you. Amen. We so touch and agree with that. We got to take authority over every situation, and that's just a wonderful, appropriate exit as we exit this prayer tonight, that no weapon formed against God's people will be able to prosper.
Yes.
God is sovereign.
Yes.
He's in control, and we put our trust back in him.
My God.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, pastors.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
To God be the glory. As she said, God is sovereign.
Oh, oh, oh.
There's such an attack against people's and people's assignment from the Lord,
yeah.
but your purpose shall be fulfilled.
Jesus.
And we thank God for you. So we're going to go to the King.
Jesus.
Tamla, man, we're going to go to the King, and we thank God for you again. Wednesday we'll be at the church. Tomorrow night at 7:30, Thursday night at 7:30, and God has been moving mightily on Sunday
oh, oh.
at 12:30 p.m. God be the glory. Pastor Rebecca spoke a powerful word on Sunday.
We thank God for the
mission. Amen. Tamla Man, take me to the King. We're going to continue to pray for you. We love you. Good night, everyone.
Take me to the King. I don't have